好，下面的时间交给 David Lee 长老啊，他今天为我们正道。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早安，弟兄姐妹们。
Privacy is a top concern in this age of information and artificial intelligence. We go to great lengths to protect our identities and personal data.
那么，在一个资讯跟人工智慧的时代呢，隐私已经变成我们的首要的关注点。我们会竭尽全力的要保护我们的身份，还有我们个人的资料。
Imagine the shock of discovering that someone knows everything about you, your past, present, and even future. This person is aware of every word you speak and even your innermost thoughts.
那么你想象一下，有一天你突然发现了有人对你的一切呢了若指掌，包括你的过去、现在和未来。这个人知道你的每一句话，甚至了解你内心的想法，你会有多么的震惊？
Most unsettling of all, this person is invisible, constantly present, and follow you wherever you go. There's no escape. Such a realization can feel deeply unsettling, even terrifying.
那么最让人不安的是呢，这个人呢是隐形的，他呢不断地跟随你，在每时每刻，然后不管你走到哪，他都跟随你，你根本没有逃避的可能。那么当你了解这一切，知道这样的一个人存在的时候，会让你感到深深不安，甚至会惧怕。
But your fear can be completely transformed when you learn who this person is and understand his character.
然而呢，当你知道这个人是谁，并且了解了他的品格的时候，你的恐惧呢，就会被彻底的翻转。
You discover that he is like a loving parent. He brought you into existence. He is your designer, guardian, protector, teacher. And provider.
你会发现，他就像是慈爱的父母一样，是他将你带到了这个世界上。他是你的设计者、守护者、保护者、教师以及供应者。
He loves you, cares for you, and has a plan to bless you and prosper you.
他爱你、关心你，并且呢，有一个要赐福于你、让你兴盛的计划。
With this understanding, fear gives away to trust, gratitude, and love. You find yourself seeking his guidance and desiring an intimate relationship with him.
那么有了这样的认识呢，我们的恐惧就会被信任、感恩跟爱所取代。你会渴望寻求他的指引，并且跟他建立亲密的关系。
You even welcome his examination and healing. Much like trusting a doctor to conduct a thorough physical exam for your well-being.
那么你甚至会开始改变想法，欢迎他对你的这个检视跟医治。就像是你信任一位医生为你进行身体检查，来维护你的身体健康一样。
If I were to give a title to Psalm 139, I would call it The Lord and I.
那么，如果我要给今天的诗篇139篇下一个标题呢？我会称之为耶和华与我。
In this psalm, reference to the first person, I, me, and mine appear 48 times, indicating it's very personal.
那么，在这个诗篇当中呢，第一人称"我"这个字一共出现了48次，这是一个非常极度个人化的一个诗篇。
Reference to the second person. You, your Lord God, appear 40 times.
那么，第二人称的这个词呢，总共出现了40次，包含着你的主神。
The frequent use of the words you and I indicate intimacy and closeness between the psalmist King David and the Lord.
你和我这两个字的频繁出现呢，显示这个诗人大卫跟耶和华神他们之间有非常亲密的关系和紧密的连结。
In this psalm, King David reflects on his awakening to some of the attributes of God.
那么在这首诗篇当中呢，大卫王反思了他对神的某些属性的觉醒。
This psalm places God as all-knowing, omniscient, ever-present, omnipresent, and all-powerful.Omnipotent, he is deeply involved in every aspect of human life.
那么这首诗篇来赞叹神是无所不知、无所不在、无所不能。神深深地摄入了我们人类生活的每一个层面。
This psalm concludes with David's awakening to the holiness and justice of God. He prayed for God to examine his heart.Purify him and lead him in the way everlasting.
那么这首诗以大卫对神的圣洁跟公义的觉醒作为结束，他恳求神来鉴察他的内心，来净化他，并且引导他走上永生的道路。
Psalm 139 is structured into four distinct sections. Each section consists of six verses and focuses.On a particular attribute of God.
诗篇139篇可以分为四个非常明显不同的部分。这个每一个部分呢由六节经文组成，它们都集中在神一个特定的属性上。
Verses 1 to 6 emphasize God's omniscience. He has put us under his microscope. Observe usAnd know every aspect of us in detail.
那么第一节到第六节强调了神的无所不知，神把我放置在他的显微镜下，仔细的观察，他了解我每一个方面的细节。
Verses 7 to 12 focuses on God's omnipresence. He exists in every time and space. No one can escape from him.Nor hide from him.
那么第七到十二节呢，把焦点放在了神的无所不在，他存在于每一个时间和空间，没有人能够逃避他，也没有人能够向他隐藏自己。
Verses 13 to 18 reflect on God's omnipotence. I am the masterpiece of his creation. He designed me, framed me, and wrote the script for my lifeBefore my existence.
那么第十篇的这个13到18节呢，就反思了神的无所不能。我是神创造的杰作，在我存在之前呢，神就已经设计了我，建造了我，为我写下了人生的剧本。
Verses 19 to 24 is the conclusion of the psalm. The psalmist.Realize that God is holy and righteous, and he searches the heart of man and will execute judgment. Thus, he pleads with God to reveal his hidden sins to him and lead him in the way everlasting.
那么从19到24节呢，是这首诗篇的一个结论。诗人大卫呢，他忽然领悟到了神是圣洁公义的，他鉴察人心并施行审判，因此他恳求神向他揭示自己隐而未现的罪，并且引导他走永生的道路。
Now let us go into a little bit more detail of each one of these four subjects. The first subject, verses 1 to 6,About God's only signs.
那我们现在来进一步看这四大部分的每一个细节。那么一到六节，是讲到神的无所不知。
God has great interest in everything about me, and He observes me constantly.
神呢对我有非常高的兴趣，而且他呢是不断的时时刻刻在观察着我。
From afar, he watches all my activities, knows my thought, and is aware of what I will say, even before I speak a word.
神从远处呢，就观察，查看我的一切行动，他洞悉了我的思想，甚至在我开口之前呢，他就知道我要说什么。
Up close, he encircles me, covers me from above, and shields me with his protection.
那么从近处呢，神他环绕着我，他从上方遮盖着我，并且保护我。
Such profound knowledge is far beyond my understanding and leaves me in awe.
那么这样奇妙的知识远远超过了我的理解，让我对神深感敬畏。
In verse 7 to 12, it talks about God's only presence.
那么从7到12节呢，谈到的是神的无所不在。
It beautifully portrays God's only presence. There is no escape or hiding from him, for he exists and fills all space in the universe.
那么诗人呢，用非常美丽的语言呢，描绘了神的无所不在，无论我们怎样都无法逃离或是躲避他，因为他存在并充满了宇宙的每一个空间。
Vertically, his presence stretches from the highest heavens to the depths of soul. Horizontally, it spans from the east at dawn to the west at dusk.
那么从纵向来看呢，神的存在从至高的天上延伸到阴间的深处，从横向来看呢，他的同在从东方的黎明到西方的黄昏，真的是无所不至。
In terms of time, he's the eternal God. His existence is from everlasting to everlasting.
从时间上看呢，神是永恒的神，他的存在是从亘古到永远的。
Moreover, God is present in all circumstances of our life, whether in light or darkness. Nothing can conceal us from his gaze.
那么此外呢，无论我们身在任何的处境当中，神都与我们同在，不管是光明还是黑暗，都无法将我们隐藏起来，让神看不到我们。
Verse 13 to 18 concentrate on God's omnipotence.
那么13到16节呢，是专注在神是无所不能的属性。
It beautifully highlights God's omnipotence through his intricate and sovereign act of creation.
那么他用非常美丽的语言呢，凸显了神的全能，透过神他精妙而且有拥有主权的创造的工作。
These verses reveal that God is the creator of every part of our being, skillfully knitting us together in our mother's womb with awe-inspiring precision.
这几节经文呢，它把它揭示了，让我们明白神是我们每一个部分的创造者，他在我们的母腹当中就精心的把我们编织在一起，展现他的那个编织呢，展现的让人非常敬畏的这种精准性。
His works are described as wonderful, demonstrating his unmatched power and artistry.
他的作为呢，被诗人描述为奇妙无比，显示出他无与伦比的能力和艺术性。
Even in the hidden and unseen stages of life,God was fully aware of our formation, seeing our unformed bodies and weaving us together with divine purpose and care.
那么即便是在我们生命呢，隐秘还没有看见的阶段呢，他也完全知晓了我们的成型啊。他看见我们未成型的身体，并且呢，用一个神圣的目的，还有非常这个精致的关怀呢，把我们编织起来。
The creation of life, from a fertilized egg to the birth of a baby, involves a complete an incredible intricate structure along with the harmonious functioning of various organs is truly an unfathomable and awe-inspiring work of wonder that only the Almighty God can accomplish.
那么一个生命的创造包含着从受精卵开始到成为一个婴孩出生，这中间牵涉到了完整而且非常精密的结构，还有各个器官的协作，实在是不可思议到令人赞叹的一种奇妙工程，也只有神的全能才可能做成这样的创造工之功。
As the psalmist say, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your work are wonderful. I know that full well.
那正如这个诗篇所说的，我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，我心深知道。
Verse 19 to 24 concentrates on God's holiness and justice.
那么从19到24节呢，他专注在大卫赞叹神的无他的圣洁跟公义，神的圣洁与公义。
This final six verses, David transitioned from marveling at God'sOmniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence to contemplating God's holiness and justice.
那么在最后的六节当中呢，大卫的眼光他就从赞叹神的无所不知、无所不在和无所不能，转向了对神圣洁和公义的沉思。
Here, David's hatred for the wicked is not personal, but rather a reflectionof his deep reverence for God's holiness. His righteous anger stemmed from seeing the dishonor his people bring to the name of the Lord, who is perfectly just and holy.
那么在这个经文里面呢，大卫对恶人他的那个憎恨不是因为个人的恩怨，而是反映了他对神圣洁的深刻的敬畏。他的义愤呢，是源自于那些人对耶和华名的亵渎和不敬。
David aligned his heart with God's justice, recognizing that sin and rebellion are fundamentally against God's nature.
大卫把自己的心校正，跟神的公义来对齐，他认识到了罪恶跟悖逆，根本上是对神的本性是相违背的。
However,This reflection on God's justice does not lead David to self-righteousness. Instead, he humbly turns inward, asking God to search his own heart. He says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
但是呢，对神公义的这个反省呢，并没有让大卫他陷入了自以为意的这样的一个情况。相反的，他谦卑的向自己来内心的反省，恳求神来鉴察他的内心。他说：“神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。”
David's recognition of God's holiness compels him to examine his own life. He acknowledges that only God, who is perfectly just and holy, can reveal the hidden sins of the heart.
大卫对神圣洁的认识呢，让他开始检视自己的生命。他承认，唯有完全公义跟圣洁的神，才能够揭开人心中隐藏的罪恶。
By asking God to guide him in the way everlasting, David submits to God's holy standard, desiring to walk on the path of righteousness that leads to eternal life.
那么借着求神引导他走永生的道路，大卫将自己完全了交托在神的圣洁标准之下，他渴望能够行在通往永生的义路之上。
These verses remind us that God's holiness demands justice, and His justice calls for self-examination. We are invited to approach the holy and just God, with humility, trusting in His guidance to lead us away from sin and trust the everlasting path of life.
那这几节经文提醒了我们，神的圣洁是要求公义的，那他的公义会呼唤我们进行自我检视、自我省察。我们被他邀请到他面前来，以谦卑的心来到这位圣洁而公义的神面前，来信靠他的引领，远离罪恶，走向永恒生命的道路。
So what does this psalm have to do with the Holy Spirit?
那么这首诗篇到底跟圣灵有什么关系呢？
Although the Holy Spirit is not explicitly named in Psalm 139, the attributes of God revealed in this psalm, His omnipresence, omniscience, and omnipotence are closely aligned with the role of the Holy Spirit as described throughout the Bible.
那么虽然圣灵在诗篇139篇并没有明确的被这个诗人提起来，但这篇诗篇所描述的神的几个属性，他的无所不在、无所不知跟无所不能，这跟圣经中对于圣灵角色的描述呢是密切相关的。
In verse 7, David asked, Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? This underscores the Holy Spirit's omnipresence, a truth reaffirmed in John 14, 16 to 17 verse, where Jesus promised that the Spirit will dwell with believers forever.
那么在诗篇的第七节中，大卫就问到说，我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里躲，逃避你的面？这强调了圣灵的无所不在。这个真理呢，我们也可以在约翰福音14章16到17节当中得到了印证。耶稣在这个经节里面，他应许了圣灵要永远与圣徒同在，信徒同在。
Verse 10 says, Even there, your hand will guide me. Highlight the Holy Spirit role as a guide. This aligns with Romans 8:14, which declare that those led by the Spirit of God are children of God.
那么第十节提到，就是在那里，你的手臂引导我。这里呢，突出了圣灵作为引导者的角色。这与罗马书八章十四节的经文可以互相呼应。罗马书的经文指出，凡被神的灵引导的人，就是神的儿女。
In verse 11 to 12, David reflects that darkness and light are the same to you, emphasizing the Holy Spirit as the paraclete in John 14:16 is our comforter, helper, providing assurance, peace, and help in darkest moments.
那么在第11到12节，大卫他反省到说，黑暗和光明在你看来都是一样，这强调了圣灵作为我们安慰者的角色。例正如约翰福音14章16节提到，圣灵是护卫师、劝慰师，圣灵在最黑暗的时刻为我们提供了确据、平安跟帮助。
Psalm 139 invites us to see the Holy Spirit's presence and work as an integral part of God's intimate relationship with His people.
那么诗篇第139篇呢，邀请我们来看见圣灵的同在跟作为，这个是神跟他子民亲密关系中不可缺的重要组合。
The Holy Spirit is the very expression of God's holiness, working in the lives of believers to reveal His purity and righteousness.
圣灵是神圣洁的具体表现，在信徒的生命中来彰显他的纯洁和公义。
One of the Holy Spirit's primary role is to convict people of sin, as stated in John 16:8. Through this conviction, he illuminates the depths of human sinfulness in the light of God's perfect holiness, leading individuals to repentance and faith in Christ.
那么圣灵的重要的职责之一呢，就是要让人知罪。这在约翰福音16章第8节也提到，借着这种让人知罪的工作，他在神完全的圣洁光照下，显明了人类内心的罪恶，并且能够带领人悔改而信靠基督。
Beyond the initial conviction and regeneration, the Holy Spirit actively worked in the believer's sanctification work. Progressive sanctification is the transformation led by the Holy Spirit where believers are empowered to overcome sin and grow in holiness.
除了最初的知罪还有重生，圣灵还积极地参与了圣徒的成圣过程。渐进成圣是圣灵带领下的一个转变过程，让信徒呢可以胜过罪恶，并在圣洁当中来成长。
Now let us watch a short video clip titled Coram Deo, which means living in the presence of the Lord.
现在我想请大家一起来跟我们一起来看这个短视频，这个视频的片名叫做《活在神的面前》。
There is a Chinese version and an English version of the video, but we'll just play the Chinese version.
那么这个短视频呢，它有英文版也有中文版，我们今天呢只播放了中文版。
基督徒生活的本质就是追求那最重要的事情。基督徒蒙召的根本目标是什么？就是一生都要 Coram Deo，
什么意思呢？ Coram Deo 的意思是活在上帝面前，活在上帝的同在之中。这岂不是上帝在圣经里所赐的最崇高的呼召、最伟大的渴望以及最令人惊喜的应许吗？有一件事基督徒在今生无法做到，那就是亲眼看见上帝的容面。我们所侍奉、所敬拜、所颂赞、所试着顺服的上帝是人眼看不见的，但是他应许说，当我们走完人生旅程的时候，我们将不再是隔着一道幔子听他讲话的声音，我们将得以揭开幔子亲眼见他的容面。约翰告诉我们，亲爱的，将来如何还未显明，我们所知道的是我们会像他，因为我们将见到他的本相。几个世纪以前，奥古斯丁说，主啊，你为自己创造了我们，我们的心会一直烦乱不安，直到他在你里面寻得安息。奥古斯丁说，我们会一直为这种不安所苦，直到我们在你里面寻得安息。当我们面对面见到上帝的时候，这个安息才会达到完美的境地。也就是说，基督徒一生的最高目标就是要瞻仰上帝的容面。
There are moments when we feel deeply connected to God, yet at other times He may seem distant and uninvolved in our life. This perception often stems from our lack of awareness of His presence.
有的时候呢，我们会感觉到神跟我们有很深的连结，但也有的时候呢，好像神非常的遥远，没有参与到我们的生活。这种感觉呢，往往来自于我们对他的同在缺乏一种觉醒。
Some people lament that they do not feel God's presence in their life. Yet the truth is, God reveals himself to us daily. It is we who fail to recognize him.
有些人会抱怨说自己感受不到神的同在，但事实上是神每天都在向我们显明他自己，只是我们自己不能够认出他来。
This raises an important question. Do we interpret our experiences through the lens of God's declared word, or do we attempt to interpret God's word through the lens of our experiences?
那么这就带出来一个很重要的问题，就是我们是根据神他所宣示的话语来解释我们的人生经历呢，还是要试着用我们自己的经历来解释神的话语。
God's truth stands independently of our feeling or perceptions. It does not require our experiences to validate it. On the contrary, we need God's word to validate and properly interpret our experiences.
那么神的真理跟我们的感受或者是看法其实是没有关系的，不需要我们的经历来证明它真的真实，是真实的。相反的，我们需要神的话语来验证，并且正确的来诠释我们自己的经历。
Too often we prayed, O God, be with us, as though God's presence were in question. Instead, our prayer should be, Lord, help us to become more aware of your ever-present nearness.
我们常常祷告说，主啊，与我们同在，好像神的同在是不确定的。其实呢，我们应该祷告说，主啊，帮助我们更加能够意识到你的同在。
In Genesis chapter 28, it tells us that Jacob was fleeing from his family home, and he stopped for a night in an unfamiliar place. As he slept, he dreamed of a stairway stretching from earth to heaven. At the top stood the Lord, who affirms his covenant made with Abraham, his grandfather, and Isaac, his father. God promised to bless Jacob, protect him wherever he went, and bring him back to the land he was resting on.
那么创世纪28章记载着，当雅各逃离他的自己的家的时候，他停留在一个陌生的地方过夜。当晚他入睡的时候，他梦见了有一个梯子从地上延伸到天上，在梯子的顶端呢，站着耶和华神。他向雅各重申了他跟亚伯拉罕还有以撒所立的约，神应许雅各要赐福给雅各，无论他走到哪里都要保护他，并带他回到他所躺卧的那个地方。
When Jacob woke up, he was struck by the realization that God was in that very place. Many people today, like Jacob, go through life unaware of God's presence. It is not God's presence that is absent, but our awareness of it that needs awakening.
那么当雅各醒来的时候，他充满着敬畏地意识到自己竟然不知不觉地身处在神的同在之中。就像雅各一样，我们今天很多人对神无时无刻的同在呢毫无意识。事实上不是神没有跟我们同在，而是我们需要，我们对神的同在的这种认识需要被唤醒。
Allow me to use my experience to give a testimony.
那么我想要呢跟大家分享呢一些我自己亲身经历神同在的见证。
In August 2019, it is a month that that is unforgettable to me.
那么在2019年8月发生的事情呢，是让我非常难忘的一个月。
First, a roofer unexpectedly came to offer a free roof inspection to us after recent hailstorms. He found minor damages, but notice our insurance policy only cover 1/3 of the replacement cost for roofs over 10 years old. So he advised us to upgrade our policy for full coverage, which we did.
那么首先呢，是一位这个维修屋顶的工人，他是很意外的哈，就到拜访了我们的家，而且他愿意提供免费的检查。因为呢，当时我们那个地区正受到了冰雹的袭击，他发现了一些轻微的损坏，但是注意到说，当时我们家的保险条款规定哦，超过10年屋龄以上的屋顶，保险公司只承担1/3的更换费用。所以这位工人呢，就建议我们把保险升级来得到全面的理赔，我们也照做了。
Just 20 days later, while our family was out of town, a severe hailstorm struck our neighborhood. Our home sustained over $30,000 in damages.
那么仅仅20天以后呢，我们在出外的时候呢，一场罕见的这个冰雹风暴呢，就袭击了我们的社区，我们的家呢也遭受到了损失，有将近$30,000的损坏。
God, it is only science. Send that roofer at just the right time to protect our home.
那么我们这位无所不知的神呢，就在一个非常适当的时机，派遣了那位屋顶的工人来维修屋顶的工人来保护我们的家。
Secondly, during the same trip, one of our car tires suddenly blew up on a remote country highway.
那么其实就在这一次的旅行，我们全家旅行的当中呢，我们的车胎突然在一个很偏僻的乡间公路上爆胎了。
As I pulled over, I noticed a police car.And a tow truck not far ahead. They had just finished helping another vehicle that had fallen into a roadside ditch. They immediately assisted us, taking our car to a gas station nearby to have the tire replaced.
那么就在我刚刚把车子停在路边的时候呢，我注意到前面不远的地方呢，就有一辆警车跟一个拖车停在那里。他们刚刚呢把一个掉到路边沟里的汽车拖出来，所以呢他们就立刻过来协助我们，把我们的车子送到附近的加油站去更换轮胎。
Reflecting on this, I realized God had orchestrated the police and the tow truck driver's presence at that precise moment.
那么我事后来回想这件事情呢，就突然明白了，这次意外其实是神的安排，他早先就已经计划好了，让警车跟拖车刚好在我们需要帮助的那一个时刻呢，出现在那个地方。
Reflecting on this experience, it reminds me of Psalm 139, verse 17-18. How precious to me.Are your thoughts, O God? How vast is the sum of them? Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand.
我个人的这些经历呢，让我想起了诗篇139:17-18的话：神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多，我若数点，比海沙更多。
In the 17th century, Brother Lawrence is a French Christian. He was a remarkable figure in the history of Christian devotion.
那么在17世纪的有一位法国的基督徒是叫做劳伦斯弟兄，他在这个基督教的灵修历史当中是一个很传奇的人物。
He was given the title Kitchen Sink. Now, if you heard me say Kitchen Sink, S-I-N-K, I apologize. My English pronunciation is not very good. I mean Kitchen Sink, S-A-I-N-T.
那么呢，他得到了一个厨房圣徒的这个一个头衔啊。不过大家如果听我的发音如果不准确，听可能是讲成厨房的水槽呢， 我要跟大家道歉啊、可能我的发音不够标准。他是他的头衔就是厨房里的圣徒。
Father Lawrence would contend with humble tasks, spending his life working in a monastery where he handled chores like cooking, cleaning, and gardening, much like many of our housewives today.
那么劳伦斯弟兄他甘于这个卑微的工作，一生都在一间修道院里面工作，负责杂物，例如呢煮饭、扫地啊，维修花园，就像我们今天大部分人一样做很多的杂物。
And Father Lawrence was assigned to the work in the kitchen. The environment was harsh, filled with grease stains, unpleasant smells, and oppressive heat. The work was monotonous and tiring. Yet Father Lawrence willingly submit to these circumstances, viewing them as God's training for him.
那么劳伦斯弟兄当时呢被指派要到厨房去工作，那个地方的环境很恶劣，到处都是油烟啊、污渍，还有空气中充满了很难闻的味道跟热气。那么工作的环境呢是很恶劣、刻板的、千篇一律，很难受。可是呢他却愿意顺服接受，劳伦斯弟兄认为这是神给他的一种训练。
In the midst of boring tasks, Father Lawrence focused on the presence of God daily, praying unceasingly and conversing with God continuously. He gave thanks and prayed to God in all things, expressing his love for him.
那么在他日复一日沉闷的工作里面呢，劳伦斯弟兄每天都专注他跟神的同在啊。他不住地向神祷告，没有间断地跟神来交谈，他对凡事呢都感恩赞美，来表达他对神的爱。
Furthermore, he regard all his actions as act of service to God and carry them out with all his heart. This attitude and spiritual discipline transformed his perspective on everyday work.
此外呢，劳伦斯弟兄还把手中所做的一切事情都看作是为神而做的侍奉，他尽心尽力地完成了。劳伦斯弟兄这种人生态度跟操练，让他对日常工作有了一个全新的体会。
He said, "For me, there is no difference between time of work and time of prayer. Though the kitchen is noisy and at times people demand."Multiple things from me simultaneously. I embrace the great peace of God's presence as if I were kneeling down to receive Holy Communion.
那么劳伦斯弟兄说，对我而言，做工作的时候跟祈祷的时候没有分别。虽然厨房里很吵杂，有的时候几个人会同时有不同，提出不同的要求。但是呢，我拥抱着神同在那种极大的平安，这种平安就像我跪下领受圣餐时候是一样的。
He said, "The most holy and necessary practice in our spiritual life is the presence of God. That means finding constant pleasure in His divine company, speaking humbly and lovingly."With him in all seasons, at every moment, without limiting the conversation in any way.
劳伦斯弟兄说，我们属灵生活中最神圣、最必要的操练呢，就是与神同在。这意味着在神的陪伴中，不断地以神为乐，在任何时候、任何时节、任何的时刻。都要谦卑并且充满爱意的与神交谈，而且呢不受限于我们的谈话内容。
The elder said, "It is not necessary to have great things to do. I turn my little omelet in the pan for the love of God."
劳伦斯弟兄还说了，不需要做伟大的事情，我因为爱神呢 来翻动我在煎锅当中那个小煎蛋。
This is exactly what Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 to 24 teaches us. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart and working for the Lord, not for human masters. It is the Lord Christ whom you are serving.
那么这正是哥罗西书三章二十三到二十四节教导我们的，你们无论做什么都要从心里做，像是为主做的，不是为人做的，因为你们知道从主那里必得着基督作为赏赐，你们要服侍的是主基督。
Father Lawrence book, actually he didn't write the book. Other people put all his writing, all his letter together and come up with this book called The Practice of the Presence of God.
那么这本书并不是劳伦斯弟兄自己写的，而是后面的人把他的这个文集还有他的谈话能够集在一起出版了一本书，叫做与神同在。
It has been translated into many languages, including Chinese.
那么这本书呢，被翻译成了很多不同的语言，包含着中文在内。
I think you can download both the English and Chinese version for free on the internet.
那我想在网络上呢，你可以免费的下载英文跟中文的版本。
I'll try to send you both the English and Chinese copy.
那么我会等一下把这个英文跟中文的链接呢传给分享给大家。
But the English version was written with a classical English, which is a little bit difficult to read and understand.
不过呢，英文版本呢，它是用古典的英语写成的，对我们今天现代人来说，可能有一点难懂。
I know a pastor has rewritten it in modern English, and it is available in Amazon.
那么我知道有一位牧师呢，他用现代的英语改写了这本书，比较容易读懂。那么大家可以在那个亚马逊的网络上找到这本书。
Yeah. It is inexpensive.
那也很便宜。
Okay, with this, I'll end today's sermons, let us hear a theme song for Psalm 139, You Know Me.
那么我要以一首歌来结束今天我的这个正道哦，那也就是关于诗篇139篇主题的这首歌，你认识我。让我们一起来听。
Thank you. 神啊。